When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Poche, CEO of Delta Utilities. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
So, Tim, did you have someone else that was coming on the show with you?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Because there may have been some confusion, so I just wanted to make sure that we didn't leave someone out. So, Tim, obviously, y'all go before the Utilities Committee of the New Orleans City Council the other day. The committee votes 4-0 because Entergy has expressed a desire to get out of the gas business. Obviously, you guys are in the gas business now and will be one of the largest with these acquisitions in the state. A lot of allegations about what is going to happen here. If you would tell our listening audience how y'all view this process and what you hope to have occur.
Well, we hope to operate and when the transactions close next year, we will operate one of the largest gas utilities in the U.S., the top four gas utilities in the U.S., and we'll be well positioned to continue to provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas to our customers here in New Orleans, throughout other parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. The process that we went through with the City Council and with the regulators at the Louisiana Public Service Commission and the Mississippi Public Service Commission was all a very thorough process to approve the sale of the utilities. We agreed to step into the shoes of Entergy and CenterPoint, for that matter, and assume the rates and schedules that are in place for the customers that exist in that period of time and provide a very long period of rate stability subsequent to closure, and we look forward to providing the same reliable, clean, safe natural gas that we as community members expect.
And you guys will be a regulated utility, not unlike Entergy when they were in the gas business, right?
That's exactly correct. We'll be a regulated utility subject to the same filings and oversight at the New Orleans City Council and at the Louisiana Public Service Commission and Mississippi Public Service Commission. And we'll be accountable to them and accountable to customers in the rate setting process, regardless of whether we're a public company or a private company. The protections afforded through the rate making process are the same, and the transparency has been a key to what we've done since we started this process over a year ago, and it's going to be a core tenet of how we will operate and do business with our customers and our regulators going forward, hopefully for many years to come.
It seems as though the detractors to this are trying to deflect and evade the real issue and even kind of counterattacking on you guys, saying that, this transaction will hinder climate goals. Obviously, they're opposed to the fossil fuel industry, natural gas being part of that. What do you what do you say to those folks?
You know, natural gas is, you know, it's a key part of how we live here in the Gulf South, right? It's one of the cleanest forms of energy, and in fact, emissions from the gas distribution system only account for 0.02% of all greenhouse gas emissions throughout the state. So it's a very clean, resilient, reliable form of energy. It's the preferred fuel that we use to heat our homes, to cook our food, to even lighting our iconic gas lanterns in the city. And as our infrastructure is mostly underground, it's one of the more reliable sources of energy, especially in times of critical weather situations. And actually, natural gas is much more affordable than electricity. You know, a comparable home that's heated with natural gas saves about $1,100 a year compared to an all-electric home. So it's clean, it's safe, it's reliable, and it's really a part of our culture throughout the Gulf South.
And I got to imagine that you guys have done the evaluation as to whether or not if the gas distribution system were to go away through some one of these folks' magic wand tomorrow, that the electric grid is not robust enough to replace and supplant that distribution system, right?
It's not. And if you were to wave a magic wand to try to get rid of that, there would be a significant amount of cost that all of us would bear as customers to convert our homes from natural gas to electricity. And you know, we just don't have the same amount of generating capability. And remember that in many instances, that electricity is generated by natural gas, too. Gas is still a very reliable form of and key form of electric generation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, so electricity then doesn't come from the cloud. It actually has something it has to generate it. Is that what you're saying? I mean, that's an earth-shattering revelation. I mean, I just love when we talk about these things and we forget how – electricity is actually created. You know, it just doesn't appear in the atmosphere, right?
It doesn't. And there was a lot of discussion in that was brought up in this transaction that the Sewage and Water Board was converting from natural gas that was provided by the gas distribution system to electricity provided by Entergy. The same natural gas is going to be used to generate the electricity that the Sewage and Water Board is going to use. So it's not a very valid argument.
Yeah, and you don't have to respond to this, but it just occurs to me that when you have an electrical distribution system and a gas distribution system, there's not a lot of overlap, right, where you can gain the efficiencies as it relates to that, because they're almost really totally separate, and they're handled in a whole different way, other than maybe some of the administrative cost of addressing the regulators, right?
They're completely different systems, and that's really kind of one of the areas that we're most excited about, is to having a core focused gas utility that is able to have the technology to help continue to develop, to deliver gas in a very safe, reliable manner, and being solely focused as an organization in delivering gas service in a very safe manner.
So if we just go to basic capitalistic principles, my understanding, I may be wrong, but with my research that I did, you guys will end up as Delta Utilities actually bigger than the Entergy gas side in the state of Louisiana. Is that correct?
We'll be significantly larger. So once the two transactions are complete, we'll serve almost 600,000 customers in Louisiana and Mississippi. Entergy was serving only 200,000 customers, roughly. So we'll be three times larger and have an organization purpose-built to serve natural gas in a more efficient manner within our organization.
So let's talk
and
about...
I think one of the things,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
One of the things that's important in the transaction is all of the employees for Entergy that serve the natural gas customers and at CenterPoint that serve those customers are transferring and will be part of our Delta Utilities team. So we will have 700 employees that transfer into that business. We will hire an additional 200 and have that same continuity of service to provide to our customers.
So again, going back to basic capitalistic principles, business principles, economies of scale, we're in a better position if you're larger than the alternative. I mean, to me, that seems a fairly obvious observation. Again, I'm not a utility expert, but I got to imagine basic business principles apply, right? I mean, I don't see it any different.
I think the core focus utility has a lot of benefits, right? It allows us to develop the technology that serves gas customers exclusively. It allows us to have the systems and the customer service representatives that are tailored to provide service just to gas customers.
So the next step, obviously, is you go before the full council. When does that happen, or did it happen already?
It did. We actually went to the full council yesterday.
Unanimously
approved. So we've been through all the major regulatory processes. Right now, the Entergy customers, it's still business as usual. We look forward to closing these transactions at Entergy in the beginning of the third quarter of next year, in July of next year. So we're in the process right now of working to transition, to ensure a seamless transition between the customers at Entergy and at Delta when we go forward. And we're working with Entergy hand in hand to affect that transition. And the customers in New Orleans and throughout states, Louisiana, Mississippi, will hear a lot more about us in the coming months and understand how that transition will be affected and do it in a seamless manner so that they can contact us in a similar way that they contacted Entergy and CenterPoint and also pay their bills in the same way. And you know, we look forward to providing the same great service that they've had in the past.
A number of the council members said that they put some conditions in this agreement in order to make sure that there were not significant increases. You guys go to the open market to buy gas like others, right?
We do, and in the same manner that that Entergy did, and so we have long-term gas procurement contracts that we are entering into that attempt to fix prices, storage arrangements, all in a way to mitigate the volatility of gas prices in the future, and we'll continue the practices that were in place before.
Yeah. I just bring that up because I think a lot of folks that were all upset about this don't really understand how this works. And, you know, I certainly don't need you to comment on this, but to even make the observation that the city should buy the utility and operate it, from my perspective, that is a frightening thought. I don't need you to opine on that, but I throw that out there. And I thank you for joining us today, Tim Poche, CEO of Delta Utilities. Best of luck to you guys and congratulations, and look forward to talking to you on the show in the future. And anytime you want to come on to talk about issues, to let the public know, let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we look forward to talking again.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And I mean it when I say it. You know, this week we talked about trying to maintain and operate a playground. How secure do you think you would feel if they were operating your gas department? Kind of be like potholes, maybe. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.